The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, my brother, mean. If I show for the modern era, there is no spoon. My name is Justin McElroy, your oldest brother. Hey, would you have knocked over the vase if I hadn't said anything? Woof, woof, big dog, Travis, woof, woof, McElroy.
What on God's green earth are you two doing? Hi, this is Griffin. What on God's green and blue?
Pew, Griffin, I'm dodging all of your judgments. Whoa, that's
it's
right, folks, we're headed back.
Into
the Matrix.
Matrix Resurrections.
Matrix Resurrections. We're here. We're getting there. Matrix 4. Lana Wachowski is going to take us into her world of the Matrix, and we're all going to go on a journey together into the Matrix.
And
We back out here.
I know what you're thinking, folks. Weren't we just in the Matrix?
There's no way you could possibly know what I'm thinking at this very moment.
You're thinking, weren't we just in the Matrix? But the Matrix, here's the thing about the Matrix, guys. One, it's way long ago. You don't realize it because, like, you probably just watched them again.
Yeah.
It's way long ago, like 50
years
ago.
Well, and also, it's true, right? Because now it's all computers. Now it's all computers online.
I can't believe that they're making another fucking Matrix film. It's been so long since the last one. Are you kidding me with this? Keanu Reeves? Neo, more like Oldo. Listen.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, listen. The only
blue
pill this guy is into is Viagra. You know?
All right. No, I wouldn't say
that's
any of that
funny
stuff.
I think that's funny. Yeah,
okay, but not at the expense of Keanu Reeves, Justin.
I know. It's like, I'm doing kind of a bit. Like, it's like, what kind of jokes are there about Matrix? Those are the jokes that I have about Matrix.
Well, here's the thing. I watched the trailer.
Whoa, Jonathan Groff's in this bitch?
Yeah, he is. Wait, don't give away anything else.
Damn!
Because Griffin hasn't seen the trailer, but Griffin is a huge Matrix code monkey, as they're called.
Can I step outside the bit?
Yeah.
I really do love those films quite a bit.
Yeah,
they're very good.
Cool.
Yeah, they're
okay, cool.
Very
I didn't
good.
Know what we were doing.
And I was like,
sometimes we do like an ironic like war
with like
grandpa.
They're good. I love Matrix.
Okay.
I mean the first.
No, they're all good in their own way.
They're
all
good
very
in
good.
Way.
I had
like the space orgy underground. Love that.
Fuck yeah.
Oh stuff. Fuck, it's so good. Griffin, what do you think is revealed in the new trailer?
The new trailer?
Yeah. Or the first one. I mean, it's the only one so far.
If memory serves, the end of the third Matrix movie was kind of a total party wipe.
So
the fact that Keanu is in this one is astonishing to me.
It's a resurrection. It's right there in the title, Griffin.
I guess they do say it right there.
They say it right there in the title. You're not okay, Griffin.
I got it. What do you
think is in this trailer?
I think there's a Matrix in the Matrix. I think they went one. I think they went one deeper. I think that there's the real world in which we are set up like cattle into batteries, and the machines love our juices, and so they put us in Matrix so they can take our juices. But then in Matrix, it's like, but damn, there's some good stuff happening here too. We're gonna Matrix them. You know, they're on there, and this is what I'm talking about: the phones, TikTok, and Tumblr. All of us are sort of already.
Wow, Griffin, you are not.
Wait, hold on, Griffin. So you wait? Have you actually not watched the trailer?
I've genuinely not watched the trailer.
Okay.
Wait, is there a Matrix in the Matrix?
There's a scene in the trailer, there's a clip where everyone's on their phones and Keanu's in an elevator surrounded by people on their phones. And a guy looks at his phone and kind of chuckles. And I guess that's a bad thing to find
and
your
Keanu's
phone entertaining.
Like, all these guys are on their phones.
They love TikTok.
Can you guys believe this?
Fuck yes. First of all, Lana, get at me. Let's collab. This is fucking awesome.
You need someone. Lily's taking a step back. You need someone to bounce the ideas off of.
Ryan Griffin.
Get Griffin in. Griffin, would you?
Griffin in.
I went into it. This is not a joke. Like, joking to myself, I wonder if they'll catch up with what that cat from the deja vu moment, what that cat's been up to. Cats in the trailer.
You want to lose your mind, Griffin? I'm just going to, 5 seconds. Here's the last line of the trailer, delivered by Mr. Groff himself, bringing it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because you might get too pumped.
It's the most trailer line. Like,
you're not going to fucking believe that this is the last line of the trailer.
When
just
you're
listen.
Reading a script as an actor and you get a line like this, you're like, well, that's not getting cut.
There's no way. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
After all these years, to be going back to where it all started. Back to the Matrix.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And now I know what you're thinking, Griffin. Griffin, I know what you're thinking. Is that just a clip from like a red carpet interview that Jonathan Groff did? No.
That's a scene in the movie.
That's in the movie. That's in the Matrix.
All right.
Also, NPH is in it.
NPH is right at the beginning.
Is he the new fucking Agent Smith or whatever?
He's the new Morpheus. There's four Morphei. That's not actually accurate.
There's the fire Morphei, the water Morphei, earth Morphei, and air Morphei. When they get together, they form Morpheus.
I don't think Larry made it for this one.
Well,
I don't think
Justin,
Larry's
there's a
this.
Reason. In Matrix Online, Morpheus is canonically assassinated.
But are you saying Larry is not in this film because he's canonically assassinated?
Yes, in the Matrix Online.
Well, in the Matrix Online, Morpheus is canonically assassinated. And so you get a younger, hipper Morpheus, perhaps part of the Resurrections once more.
Cool. Trinity?
Oh, yeah. Trinity in it.
Got to.
Looking great, by the way. Has not aged a day.
It's that Matrix.
Nobody has. Even Keanu looks fucking fantastic.
Keanu looks fucking great.
I felt bad about, like, I had, it was so funny.
Yeah, when
remember,
you said that.
But I feel bad about saying it.
Yeah, sure.
I liked in the trailer where there was, like, you know, there's like a voiceover and you're like, oh, is he going to be in it? Is he going to be in it? And then you just hear Joey Pants like, I love steak. And it's so good. And you're like, oh, he's.
Oh, yeah.
I love steak and redheads. Ah.
Is there a scene? Joey Pants ain't in it. Because
he was canonically assassinated
in Matrix Online's first DLC, Attack of the Cyber Machines.
Yeah.
Is there a scene where fucking Mr. Anderson or Keanu's John Anderson, I think is his name?
Thomas Anderson.
Okay, Thomas Anderson. He's at a fucking Panera Bread. Paul Thomas Anderson's at a Panera Bread, and he gets his bread bowl with his cheese and broccolini soup, and he, like, reaches into the utensil drawer and grabs a fork, and he's like, wait a minute, excuse me, sir, and he talks to the cashier, he's like, where's the spoons? And the cashier just smiles, and it is the little boy.
Yeah, that's all in there.
He doesn't even have to fucking say.
Can I just say, Griffin?
Griffin, it's weird that you knew about the bread bowls because that is actually the new red pill, blue pill.
Yeah.
Because that got all that.
Do you want the broccoli cheese soup, Mr. Anderson?
Right.
All that iconography got co-opted by dipshits, so you can't do red pill, blue pill anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's like, do you want the red broccoli cheese soup bread bowl? Or a slurshy.
Can I tell you what's wild, Griffin?
All joking aside,
there is this clip in the trailer where he's like walking through a cafe and like looks over and someone's reading Alice Through the Looking Glass. And I think it's like the prophet. I think it's like the lady who like smiles at him.
Hey.
They play Go Ask Alice is the trailer.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. But it's kind of exactly.
So fucking good.
He's wearing a beanie. He's wearing a beanie and dropping a bunch of his pills down the sink.
Yeah.
I like that. Is there a gooey mirror?
Yes. There's a gooey mirror where he looks in it and he kind of looks like old Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. For like a second, he looks like old Leonardo DiCaprio. It's dead on, Justin.
It's right. It's weird, right? It's like the movie, the mirror is a Gucci mirror and is also showing the Revenant somehow.
It's a streaming mirror.
There's great parts. Like, people do flips and they land on buildings, and then the buildings break, and then there's a part where someone shoots a rocket and Neo's like, I don't think so today. Whoosh. No thanks. And then he mushes a rocket into an airport. In a different helicopter.
He does rocket bending. It's
he
amazing.
He bends a rocket. No more bullets for me, thank you.
Just rockets now. But there's a scene.
But let me ask a question.
They fight with Kung Fu in a magical dojo.
Okay, but
yeah,
listen.
It's in there.
But listen.
Yeah?
What the fuck is Neil Patrick Harris doing in this feature film?
He's just
film?
In it.
Yeah, he just he keeps looking at the camera saying, I'm so excited to be in The Matrix.
It's wild. It's amazing. There's a bunch of new characters, and I swear to God, they have this entire, like, army that have freed themselves from the gender binary. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's
they
incredible.
They just have an incredible army of soldiers.
It's new, just called Neo and the haircuts now.
Yes,
it's just
exactly.
really cool.
They all look so cool. They're like,
they all look cool.
So, I don't love young Morpheus. It's the one thing that's kind of weirding me out about
it. Oh, you're
wrong,
wrong
about it, actually. I want to watch
Jada in it. Oh, Jada in it.
From the video game?
Canonically, The Matrix. Yeah, from according to IMDb, Jada Pinkett Smith, who was not, she's not just in the video game. She was in.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, she was heavily featured in the
heavily
video
featured
game.
Is what you were thinking. Yeah.
God, man, I'm way more plugged into the fucking Matrix universe than I assumed.
Why do you know so much about online?
Maybe you need to unplug a little bit, Coppertop.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? Yeah. All I want is beautiful steak. And a redhead.
I love steak.
I love steak. Cool. I can't wait for this fucking movie to come out.
Yeah,
it's gonna
of
be
course.
So fucking good.
It's gonna
good.
Be awesome.
A little Crimbo action coming out on Crimbo. Sorry, kids.
Crimbo Matrix.
Kids, open the presents are in the living room. Dads are in the living in the movie room.
Oh shit,
watching.
The Merovingians back.
Yeah. The Merovingians way up in it. People flip in hallways. I don't know if I can show my kids all three of the my kids are gonna have to get through all three of the Matrix movies just to get ready for this.
And Animatrix, Justin.
And Animatrix, and apparently The Matrix Online, because my kids are going to be like, Dad, where is Morpheus?
Where
like,
the fuck
okay,
is
kids,
Morpheus, Dad?
Hold on, Dad's going to set up a server in the house somewhere. We're going to fucking VPN into this private server of The Matrix Online so you can see the death of Morpheus, who was canonically assassinated.
Hey, hold on, I can pull up some playthrough videos on YouTube. No, Dad, I have to experience it myself or I
it
won't feel the
interactive.
Impact. Come on.
God, this fucking rules. This is the only good thing to happen in the last 2 years.
The only good thing is Matrix.
Yeah.
Thank you, The Matrix.
We need
Thanks
this.
The Matrix.
Hey, maybe it's such a big hit, we'll get Sense8 season 3.
You know, you never know. Please.
You never know.
Hey, let's...
This is an advice show. This is an advice show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to...
Can they make a
help.
Second Speed Racer?
Oh, God. The Wachowskis in 100 years, everyone will be like, how are you people not losing your fucking
right?
Like,
why did you all sleep on that? Like, this, what's wrong with you?
The Wachowskis make a movie where fucking Mila Kunis is swarmed by bees who can smell her royalty, and fucking there's a dog prince.
You and know, people like, are like, I don't think we need to see that one. I think we need to skip that one.
I don't think we need to see where this one goes. Like, are you sure?
What the fuck is the matter with you?
They can smell royalty. Are you sure? Channing's a dog man.
All right.
We don't deserve him.
No. We absolutely do not.
I recently switched apartments.
Okay.
I like setting the thermostat to 69.
Yeah, nice.
Because I find it funny. It's also a comfortable temperature. One of my roommates keeps changing it to 70. He's done this multiple times. It bums me out every time. Why does he do this? How can I figure out who it is? What should I do once I know who it is? That's from 69 is a nice temperature.
Let's settle. Can we settle this right away? First and foremost, 69 is quite cold.
That's
very
chilly.
Oh,
that's
quite cold.
That is my chosen temp.
In your home?
In your home
where
you live?
It's always so cold there.
I love it.
No, nice. 74.
You want to live in a rainforest?
All right, 75 in the daytime, 73 at night. That 2-degree difference, you feel it, you know it, you love it, you have to have it. 69 degrees, I mean, I guess it depends on where you live. In Texas, I could not maintain an internal temperature of 69 degrees. In Texas? No.
68 is where you need to be for a nice sleep. That's what science says. But during the day, it's hot outside. It should be kind of hot in your house.
A little bit hot.
Don't unplug from the world.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I want fall all year round.
But that's then that doesn't make it exciting when fall comes. There's a slight chill, by which I mean it's like 82 degrees in the morning in Texas here now. Ugh. And I'm like fucking ready for it flannel time. But if it's 69 in my house all day, all year round. 69
in my house all day.
Yeah. The reason your roommate does this, they're a pure.
All day, Justin?
40 years old. I'm 40 Justin, years old.
Justin, day in.
Do you have an IV going? Or
this is too personal.
No, Justin. Come on.
Travis, now let's focus on Travis at being 69. Like, that temperature, Trav, it's too low, bud.
It's too low.
You're too low. You're probably, I'm
hot-blooded. Check it and see.
I would shudder to look at your electric bill. I would shudder.
No, because it's a maintaining a constant temperature. Once it hits that temperature, we have, let me be clear, everybody, very good windows. They really keep that in. We've got blackout curtains. We're in Ohio. It ain't bad. No.
You've made a cave. Like, you've made a bear's den. That's not something to brag about. Is that
that's what I want. Oh, if I could have phosphorescent lighting and that be it. Oh.
There's just a massive, to answer the question, like, there's a, like, you know how we only put a value on things like a million because we have 10 fingers, right? It's like, it's all base 10.
Kind sure. Of like, yeah. I mean, I think if you saw a million, like, bricks, you'd be like, that's a fuck ton of bricks, no matter how many fingers you have.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be more fuck ton of bricks than, like, 900,000 bricks. You would look at that and be like, damn, that's a lot of bricks.
You don't think you would notice a difference between 100,000
less. I'm saying you wouldn't notice a difference. I'm saying that when you put that millionth brick on the pile, you would turn around and be like, everyone, I've done something. And we're all like,
I see. Okay.
Because of my 10 fingers, I have achieved it. You know what I mean?
I understand.
You've achieved it.
Okay.
I feel like 69 and 70 is a large, there's a large psychological gap. Because in the 69s, it could be, in the 60s, it could be chilly. In the 70s, it can be darn right hot. And it's like you're in the, like, that one sliver of a degree is actually, there's a big psychological difference between the two. So maybe the roommate's just like, God, it's freezing. I'm just going to turn it up. Just
70 does. You are absolutely right. Because if somebody says,
I'm just going to scoot it up a little bit.
If somebody says, oh, it's 69 degrees outside, I'm like, oh.
First of all, you like laugh for like weather. 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You laugh because it's like so funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if it's like 70 degrees outside, I'm like, oh, short sleeves. Got it. Okay, cool. You're absolutely right, Justin.
70 degrees is short. Okay. It's really tough.
I run hot. Buddy.
I know you do. I know you do. I'm struggling with this question because, and I think probably a lot of our listeners are too, because 70 degrees to me is also still pretty cold.
But it's like not as funny, Griffin, because it's not the sex number.
But that shouldn't be the reason, that shouldn't be the guiding force for how you regulate your biorhythms and
it
shit.
It shouldn't.
No, because then I would set my thermostat to 420 degrees and burn my family alive.
No, you can do that
but
in Celsius.
But the whole time,
25 degrees.
You're right. That always fucks me up.
Yeah.
But I would be burning alive, but cackling because it's like weed. And then I would be reduced to ash.
I'm just saying, if there's someone like a thermostat manufacturer listening, create a mode where
sure they are.
Yeah. Anywhere between 65 and like 75, no matter where you set it, it still reads as 69. Right. So that way we can still get the effect.
Yeah.
We still get the job. You can even put it in quotes on the display, 69, right?
Yeah, just paint over it.
There you just go.
Yeah, and then you're like, your body doesn't. Ah, shit, my body definitely knows. My body can tell the difference between 75 and 73.
You think if we blindfolded you and like put earplugs in or something, and then we like lowered it or raised it by a degree, you'd be like, oh, that's 71.
If the thermostat was set to 74 degrees, and then you covered my face, and like
with a bag
and just like got rid of all senses but touch, right? And then either lowered or increased the temperature by 1 degree, I could for sure tell you like which direction.
Oh, we're going to have
that's
to work on this.
But that doesn't even seem that astonishing to me. That seems like something
I don't think I'd notice.
Okay. All right.
But well, I don't know how to test that. Like, raise and lower at me and being like, still fine. Yep, doing great. Guys, I worry with all this 69 talk that things have gotten a little puerile. I thought I would, like, raise the brow a little bit.
Oh, man, are you? But wait, it's been a really long time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's been like a
So it's like ready to come back with some work of fart.
Of all of them, to come back, I think this was
It didn't come back, Griffin. I just had to think of good ones, and it took a little while because Streetcar Named D's Nuts really took it out of me. Yeah. So just a reminder how this works.
Can I offer one thing just before you move forward?
Sure.
Después de todos estos años, volver al origen de todo, volver a Matrix.
It hits good there, too. Hits really good there, too.
Back in the Matrix after all these years. Just a reminder, this would be, I'm going to describe a classic work of art, and Justin and Griffin will just give me the title. It's that simple. So, like, if I said...
Can you believe this is only the third time that Travis has... I just Googled Mbembam work of fart, which the Mbembam wiki describes as Travis modifies the titles of classic books into bathroom jokes.
That's fair.
And it's so, like, an example twice. Would be,
like, if I said, like, Sun Tzu's classic guide to fighting a battle and also a little toot slips out, and it would be...
That'd be the fart of war.
Very
good. Shard of war?
I just said a little
too. I heard hoof beats and thought zebra.
Here we go. The first one. Frank Elbaum's classic story of a quartet attempting to get what they desire, but also the author focuses a lot on how the scarecrow makes semen.
That would be the Gizzard of Oz.
This is correct. Okay, now they're going to get more difficult as they go
Please understand, dear brother, that gizzard is not a word.
It's the Gizzard of Oz.
Please understand, dear brother. Please understand, gizzard is not a word.
It is. It's the it's a wizard of jizz. Okay.
I wonder if anyone's ever said the word gizzard before.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Google Gizzard of Oz.
Justin, at the very least, someone has seen the word gizzard and mispronounced it. Okay.
Oh, do not Google Gizzard of Oz.
Oh, Griffin, is this your first day on the internet? Now, round two.
Yep.
This F. Scott Fitzgerald classic involves Nick befriending a wealthy bon vivant and man about town who's in love with Daisy and also poops himself a lot.
The Great Shatsby.
I'm sorry, Griffin, what was that?
The Great Shatsby.
That's correct, Griffin. Good job. Griffin, you're so good at this game.
You're really good at this game. I wish I could come up with this pure ass as quickly as you, Griffin.
Okay, I got one more.
I'm twisted.
That's one more.
Just one more, huh?
This Charles Dickens classic tells the tale of how Ebenezer Scrooge's life is changed when a series of ghosts inserts their closed hands into his butthole.
A Fistmas Carol, Travis?
A Fistmas Carol, Griffin! That is correct!
You really ruined three literary masterpieces, Trav.
Griffin, I'm so deeply impressed by how quickly you got Fistmas Carol.
It's not difficult! It's not, it's a rhyme with the worst word you can think of.
Justin was hours behind you on that.
I still don't get Gizzard of Oz.
Yeah, but here you are, Griffin, before I can even finish, like, oh, Fistmas Carol. You were so excited by it.
Are you finished?
Are you finished, Griffin? Do you want to come up with something? You're so good at this.
I bet I could, but I really don't want to.
Yeah, maybe on the next Oops All Bets.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love to switch. Switch. Well, I mean, this is actually a great, I would love a comeuppance here for Travis, and I found just the way to do it. Let's approach the gizzard of the cloud.
Nice.
This one was sent in by Omnipresent Millipede. Thank you. It's a WikiHow article that is entitled How to Prank Your Brother.
Oh, boy.
So maybe Travis, just as I payback for that, you can step out of the room for a bit and me and Justin can plan a big one. Okay? So promise you won't listen.
I'm plugging my ears for sure.
Juice, number one, plan a big attack from the closet. This is an absolutely brilliant plan. First, pick a time when your brother doesn't think you're home and nobody else is there. Then hide in a closet, maybe your own. Then quietly call the house from your cell phone. And when he answers the phone, say you need him to go in your closet. And then when he opens it, you jump out and you're like, boo. And then he won't expect to see you there. And he will freak out. You'll be able to hold this one against him for years. So you want to try that real
quick? Griffin got Fistmas Carol right away.
Yeah, get in the closet, Juice. Get in the closet. Travis, hey Travis.
What? Yeah.
I left something. I left my backpack for school in my closet. Can you get it for me quick?
Which one is it?
Mine closet. Get
what's
it out of there.
What's the backpack look like?
Purple.
Purple. Does it have any characters on it or your name or anything?
It's got sewer sharks.
Ah, sick, bro. Yeah, I'll get it. Bum 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 bum. Okay, this closet?
Yeah.
Okay. Just let me open it here. Oh, hey, Justin.
Hi, Trav. You don't seem surprised.
No, you're
attack.
Just
Justin, hold on. Wait. Justin, do a big attack.
What was that?
Wait, I didn't knock you unconscious. I punched my microphone really hard. Hold on.
Oh, I'm not your microphone, Justin.
No, I know, but it was the audio medium.
Oh, okay. Try it again. Okay.
Okay. Hold on.
Ow!
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, is that good?
What is that? Is that you like playing?
That was kind of a nap. I was giving you like.
Oh,
a nap.
Do it again. Ow! You punch it in the nose. Okay. I'm on the ground. Stop.
I don't think I would attack. Are you supposed to physically attack him?
I'm actually going to get. I'll get on Juice. I'll get on Fiverr and find somebody to attack.
Strong. Just Google strong person.
Attack brother.
To attack my brother.
To attack brother. Strong person to attack brother. That's actually like, if I could say, as far as pranks go, hiring someone to hide in their closet and then attack them. I could still do the cell phone thing and they could see me. I could like be like, come to the window and look out. Do you see that I'm here?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any way I'm in your closet right now? And they're like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Just,
and then they attack.
I watch a lot of like police procedural dramas. Uh-huh. And I would I would point out that hiring someone to hide in someone's closet and attack them might crest past the line of prank. Perhaps felony.
Yeah, it says big attack right there on the tip.
Yeah.
Let's try something else real quick. Trav, go ahead and step out of the room again.
Okay, great. Justin, I'm going to go have peanut butter Sammy.
Okay, Justin, I'm got this big box out in front of his front door, and you're going to hide in it, and then I'll ring the doorbell, and when he opens it, you are going to jump out, and this is guaranteed to make him scream.
What do I do?
So I'm going to put a big cardboard box.
Can you cut the crust off?
In front of the house.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get inside of it. And then
thanks,
when he
Mrs.
opens.
B, you're the best.
When he opens the door, you jump out. Okay.
You're always there for me.
Travis, ding dong. Something's at the front door for you, Travis.
At my front door or your front door?
Yours. Open it.
Okay. I'll have Mrs. B open it.
No, you open it and
grab
open
the
it.
Front door.
No, Travis. You have to do it.
All right, because.
But that's what Mrs. B is here for. Mrs. B is...
Can I speak with Travis, please?
Miss B, let Travis open the door, because we don't want to prank you.
All right, love. I'll let Travis open the door. Just give me a minute.
Surprise! I was Mrs. B the whole time.
Hi, I'm a tax investigator.
Why are you in a box?
You're in a big problem today.
Hi, I'm Dr. IRS with the IRS. Did you get the package, Travis?
Yeah.
I sent you a tax. I sent a tax investigator because you're busted big time, baby.
If you open it illegally, you've been served.
You've been served for tax
mattress
stuff.
Box.
It was the only one we had laying around the office.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter the con box.
You don't have any paperwork or anything.
Look in here.
Okay, you're not wearing any pants.
That's my middle finger flipping you off.
Oh, yeah.
Consider yourself pranked.
I got pranked by the IRS?
All right, stop. This one sucks. Travis, get the fuck out of here. And also, hold on, wait. Travis, for this next one, you have to dead ass go to sleep.
Okay. Hold on, give me a moment.
All right, okay,
let me watch 35 minutes of ASMR videos.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Oh.
There he goes. Hey, Justin, make him put whipped cream on himself.
Okay. Wait, what?
Yeah, is he on his... He's waiting. He's sleeping on his stomach. Flip him over, but don't wake him up. Now make him whipped cream himself now. Damn, that is some really rough Foley. That bottle is sick. All right. Travis, don't wake up.
Shut up.
Don't wake up.
Shut up. Feather.
Sorry, I thought a bird was attacking me.
Okay, Travis, go back to sleep.
Okay.
But touch your face.
Like this?
And rub that good cream all over.
Oh, that's delicious.
Fuck. It sucks.
It's not working.
I'm just eating the cream now.
He's just eating the cream.
Oh, it's gross. Is this low fat? Fuck you.
It's ready whip.
Justin, quick. Give him a wedgie. Wait until he turns away from you.
Good luck. I'm not wearing underpants.
Oh, God, no. I keep reaching lower and lower. There's nothing.
You'll find it, Justin. Don't give up. It's in there.
Can you can you scratch right there, though, while you're there?
Oh, God.
Justin, just quick. Here's an actual suggestion. Stick paper on his butt.
What?
Why?
Well, it's a quick and easy one. You get a piece of paper that's similar color to a surface, like a couch or chair, and then you put glue on it, and when he gets up, he'll be walking around with a piece of paper on his booty.
Did they literally stop there? They didn't say, like, write something on it?
Well, they said this is an updated version of the always effective kick me sign. So
it's
that's
not.
Always effective.
It's never been effective in the history of time. Even the first time somebody put a kick me sign on someone's back, the other person who saw it was like, oh, come on.
Oh, let me get that for you. There's a whole subcategory called bathroom pranks, but none of them are quite as ribald as you would want them to be.
Yeah.
So let's jump straight to food pranks.
Okay. Do I need to go to sleep again? Or
it doesn't matter. You haven't fallen for any of these. You're like Neo.
Yeah. Just dodging
the Matrix,
those pranks.
Always dodging them. Justin, make a sponge look like cake. But not an actual sponge, like not an edible sponge.
Like a sponge?
Like a cleaning one, put chocolate on it so it's like a cake. Travis?
Well, I'll just save time. You know what? I don't want Travis to accidentally eat a sponge, so I'll just make like a sponge cake, like a nice sponge.
You know what? Why don't you make a cake look like a sponge? That's really popular
these days. Griffin, is that prank?
Because then I go to like clean the dishes and it's like, what? It was cake.
Travis, drink this milk.
No.
Travis, drink this milk.
Well, the human body's not really developed to drink milk, Griffin.
Drink this milk, though.
How long has it been sitting out?
Hold on, I'm going to move this. Hold on, wait. I have to move this trash can close to you. Now drink this milk. I'm following this WikiHow article, Travis, and it says to have a trash can close because he might vomit. So drink this milk.
Well, knowing that, Griffin, I'm definitely not going to drink this milk.
But this is regular milk. You're part of the control group. I'm actually going to prank Justin.
Oh, okay. I'll drink this milk.
You're drinking it? There's vinegar. I put vinegar in it.
Oh, I love that.
Fuck.
He liked it. It didn't even work.
It's really good for the system.
Can we try again? I'll put salt and pepper in it, which is suggestion.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Try this.
Oh, it's good.
Cool.
You put just a little bit in, which I appreciate. It's mildly seasoned.
Are like
hand me your TV remote, Travis. Hand me
which
the TV
one?
Remote.
Do you want the one that does like the Apple TV or like the regular TV remote? I have one that's for like the box that does.
Give
you
them
know,
both.
Like,
give them all to me.
Oh, it's like okay. Four different ones.
Yeah,
I've
give
been
them
trying
all to
get
me.
Like
thank
a
you.
Master controller.
I got them. Thank you. I got them. Snap, 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 snap. I broke all of those.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I broke your remote.
You broke my remote? Some of
yeah,
those
they don't
are
work.
Still like.
Yeah,
those
don't
work
of the
anymore. Cable company.
Hey, let's play some video games together. What do you say?
No, just you just broke my remotes.
No, it'll be okay. Let's play some. Hey, let's play a little Smash Brothers, baby.
Okay.
Just your video game controller is right over there, inside of Jell-O, like The Office.
Wait.
Oh my God, that's funny.
How did you get my controller to put it in Jell-O?
Yeah. Hey, Trav, I got a love letter here for you, and this is a real one I didn't write.
Oh, is it from my wife?
No.
Oh, then I don't want it, Griffin. I'm a married man.
Yeah, that's what's fucked up, huh? You should read it. Hey, read it, though. It's real.
No, because I worry that, like, it might
I'll read it for
my...
you. I'll read it for
despondent.
You.
Read the smut to him, Griffin.
I'll read it. Hey,
is it
Dr.
smut?
Hey, hold on. Let me read it. Hey, Dr. Big Balls.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
This is me. Oh. Hortons, and I love you.
But I work with Hortons, and see, now this is going to change our dynamic.
Where's your butt at? I know.
It's in the back of my pants, like it always is.
I know that, the letter says, responding to the words you say to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good pranks.
Wait, hold on, Griffin. Get aside. That's it? Write a fake love letter to someone?
Make a fake love letter signed from a girl in his class that he also has the same name girl in your class and place it in his book bag. He'll find the love letter and either confront the girl or tell his friends. Sooner or later, he'll tell you guys. tell him that you have a girl that has the same exact name and likes a boy with his name, he'll feel so embarrassed because the girl said she didn't, and he told his friends. Wow, that's Machiavellian.
Ah, twists and turns. You didn't know that was coming, Jeremy.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Wait, hold on. Guys, could you explain that? Did you prank me or what's happening? What's going
on? I sent you a love note from a girl who has the name of the same girl in a class I'm in, but she likes somebody who has the same name as you, but it's not you, and you just told your boys, you fucking dumb ass.
Is that why you're breaking me up behind this cask of Amontillado?
Yeah, I'm breaking you right to pieces. What a good pranks article. Thanks, everybody.
Great pranks article. A lot of fun. And think about it. Even if there weren't a lot of laughs, we are that much closer to Matrix 4 coming out.
Yeah.
So that you killed a little bit of time that way. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Knives Out 2 also.
Yeah, buddy.
Who else are looking at most anticipated? You know?
Yeah, man.
Let's take a break and go to the main set.
I love Sheetz. Man, I'm not even lying. Like, this is not one of those things of, like, I'm going to put on airs to be like, oh, Sheetz, they're the best. Like, I just got a new mattress, and so I was like, time to order new Sheetz. You know, it's been 25
years. Do you have a lot of
years.
People challenging you, be like, you don't actually like Sheetz that
well,
much?
Well, like, you know, sometimes you're like, I love Sheetz, and they're like, well, you enjoy Sheetz. I'm like, no.
I don't understand.
Love
I Sheetz. Need Sheetz. Yeah.
That's why I love Brooklinen. Because, listen, Brooklinen, I know what you're saying. Travis, you just talked about how much you love Sheetz. We know Brooklinen does great Sheetz. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely they do. Now imagine a company with the commitment to detail and comfort that they show to Sheetz, bringing that to loungewear.
I'm afraid to imagine that.
I know. But let your mind dwell on that for just a moment, Griffin, because it's true.
Because the implications of that are profound.
Yeah, it's going to feel like you're wearing bedding, but in a good way, right? Yeah.
And then it's like, am I awake? Am I asleep? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm awake or asleep anymore.
Is this the Matrix? Nobody knows. And Brooklinen offers bundle deals on loungewear, so you can get more comfort.
Did you say bungle deals?
Bundle.
Mr. Bungle Deals.
Mr. Bungle Deals. They
don't laugh. Don't laugh. I thought that's what you said.
But if you bungle the word bundle, you get some money off.
All right. I mean, not everything has to be a joke.
And not only that, they do candles and eye masks and all kinds of accessories to help you chill. I love Brooklinen. I've got Brooklinen sheets. I got Brooklinen towels. And I'm excited to wear Brooklinen pants. So get comfortable and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code MYBROTHER for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code MYBROTHER.
In the future, we'll all be batteries, and so we got to get off the internet now, except for stamps.com. Because with stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7 without having to leave your desk or buy any kind of fancy equipment. You just need your computer, which is, you got to have a pretty strict net nanny on this one, just sort of locking you into stamps.com. Make that your homepage and then throw away the keyboard. And the printer cannot be connected to the internet, which is tricky. So you got to put the stuff you want to print the postage on floppy disks and then print it out that way. But they offer you deals at stamps.com you can't get anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. And we got to get back together with this thing using this postage that you get off the special offline version of stamps.com that you downloaded.
Yep.
So don't go to the post office. Stop wasting time there. Go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code, MYBROTHER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Do not connect that to the internet either.
Yeah.
Because they will get in. They will get in there.
They're all just those little spidery robot guys. They'll get in there.
Don't worry. So there's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in MYBROTHER. You don't have a keyboard anymore. Do tech text to speech.
Speech to text?
Speech to text. Go to, yeah, so type in my brother with speech to text. That's stamps.com offline. Promo code my brother, speech to text. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aether Sea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It just occurred to me the other day, guys, that the title of the movie First Wives Club, and I've never seen it, but it has nothing to do with, like, the President of the United States, I think. Right? It's like a play on words because they're like the first wives and like they're divorced and now they're second wives.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
I also always assumed it was presidential.
I've never seen it before. So that's just my.
Anybody who's seen that indelible film would not make that mistake. So I'm assuming you haven't seen that indelible
film. I know. I haven't seen it. I've said several times that I haven't seen it.
I feel like I'm learning a lot about movies this episode.
That's not going to stop, Griffin.
Okay.
Because great news. Finally, we're able to retire Munch Squad. We hung the jersey up. No more Munch Squad.
Oh, it's up in the rafters.
No more Munch Squad this week because there weren't any good ones. But I did want to take a second to start this brand new bit for this week only. It'll never happen again.
All right.
It's called Master of Disguise. And it's where there's the film master. I have to thank Ryan for sending me one of these reviews of Master Disguise, of which on the service IMDb there are 24,000.
Now, Justin, just to be clear, this is Master Disguise, a movie which I'm going to guess came out in 2000?
Very, very close, 2002. You know how I know that for a fact?
Why?
The easy way to remember that Master Disguise came out in 2002 is that the Turtle Club scene was being filmed on 9/11.
Yes.
So when you see the Turtle Club scene, that was being filmed on 9/11. So that's one thing you can remember about Turtle.
A lot of things change.
Every time he says Turtle, he's thinking about like how 9/11 is happening.
Yeah,
like,
should we right take now, the rest of the day off?
Should we stop for the rest of the day?
And Dana Carvey was like, guys, if we stop filming Master of Disguise now, the terrorists have won. So
be more breezy and holistic because I can't read all these reviews. Here's a one star one.
It's possible. I just want you to know, Justin, because I want you to understand the weight of the responsibility that you're currently bearing. There's a very good chance that there are many, many people listening to this right now for whom this 19-year-old movie, this is their first time being aware of it.
Probably not. The Master of Disguise, this is one star from 2020. The Master of Disguise, this might as well be called How Not to Make a Movie.
Ugh.
This film is yet, when I say it like that, I'm using air quotes because a lot of people do it when they're talking about this movie. This film is yet another one of the top 10 worst movies I've ever seen. I remember when this film first came out, I was in elementary school. Back then, I was kind of interested in seeing it, but I never got around to it.
Almost like you were the target audience at that point.
Or even buying it on video. Yep, that was still during the VHS transition to DVD era. I never saw it when it was first released. And just over 10 years later, I saw it on demand for free. So I thought, why not? I think I'll give it a watch.
Yeah.
And then it goes on from there. For pages upon pages upon pages. They didn't even like the Turtle Club scene, by the way.
That sucks.
One thing to point out, the most popular scene is the Turtle Club scene. That supposedly is supposed to be the comedic highlight. It appeared the most frequent in all the commercials and trailers. Believe me, I know. But when I watched it, I was very disappointed. Big shock. It's nothing but Dana Carvey, who plays the main character, Pistachio Disguise.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously, that's his name.
Spoiler!
And before I tear apart Dana Carvey's performance, I just want to say one thing. And this person goes on and on and on. Here's a one star from 2005. Oh, Data, what in goodness name were you thinking? Oh, my.
Is Frank Spiner in this film?
Was this a stinker? I tried to give as much of a chance as possible because you cannot believe everything you read from critics and you cannot believe everything you hear with the master
and
of disguise.
And you can't believe everything you taste.
You can.
Oh.
This is awful. I don't really think they meant it to be awful.
Probably not. Listen, we haven't yet tried to make a movie here at McAvoy Brothers HQ, but I don't think a lot of people are like, hey, let's really fuck this one up. Oh, like in a fun way in like The Room or like a bad, like the scary movie movies? Nah. Let's just do job.
No. I don't think they meant it to be awful. I mean, the story sounded good, I'm sure, on paper, to a bunch of film executives who are drunk at the time they heard it. Then it probably got by a bunch of other folks in various forms of development who thought this could really be a silly little film that would catch on, but it wasn't and didn't. In some other universe, I wish there was a better script to punch up the story, but they relied too much on Dana's characters that were god-awful and unfunny. This movie was painful to watch, painful to see talented people on a film in a very untalented movie. Someone should have pulled the plug, ceased production for a decade. Something, anything. But here we are. This film is a major pass under any circumstance.
That's okay. Fucking mean. Like, they're just being mean now.
It's this one's just mean. And I feel like we should like look at like a better one.
Can I also just say that like maybe I don't know if this is a thing that people do, but maybe we like the three of us could do a punch up pass on it now post production. Way post 19 years post production.
19 years later, we could do our own. That's something to think about. Let's put that on the sticker board while I read this one from Jerome. But this is from 2004. The best impression ever. 10 out of 10 stars.
Nice.
All right. Good.
Come on, guys. This movie's great. It has about a dozen moments that would make you laugh to death.
That's not a lot. Whoa,
holy
though.
Shit. Holy fuck. Wow.
Dana,
air.
Dana
air,
Carvey.
I can't breathe.
How did he go? Just like he always dreams.
Laughing at Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey is a fantastic comedian. He does a lot of impressions in the picture that make the movie worth a higher grade. About a 7, I'd say. Now, this is from a person who did just give it 10 out of 10 stars.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just trying to right the ship a little bit.
Cool.
And the scene from Jaws almost made me
laugh. Wait, what?
Holy shit.
They just cut a scene from Jaws into... I've never seen this movie, but I didn't know you could just do that.
Also, the actress that shares the screen with Dana Carvey, as well as Brent, Mr. Data Spider, made a good supporting crew.
Now, wait, you couldn't go ahead and find out her name there, reviewer? The actress that shared the screen, and now...
Yeah, you are on IMDb right now. I know it for a fact. I believe most people thought this should be a more serious comedy.
Wait.
More intellectual.
What?
But no, it's just simple and good jokes. Come on! You guys should evaluate this movie better. Funny, very funny movie.
Okay,
cool. Hey, I have a widescreen monitor, and I have as I'm wont to do when I'm cruising the net, I have it split in half, where one half is one Google Chrome window, and the other half is another Google Chrome window. Mm-hmm. And I have just sort of absentmindedly, I now have the Wikipedia page for The Master of Disguise open on both halves. So I got.
You just organically,
twice. Two of them. Can I read the last line about the post-credit scene in Master of Disguise? It's good.
Spoilers, everyone.
Well, yeah.
By the way, Master of Disguise, there's three.
Awesome.
Three post-credit scenes.
Wow. That's good. Well, here's one of them. A spoiler, skip ahead 30 seconds if you don't want to. I'm just going to read it verbatim. In a post-credit scene, Pistachio discovers that the slappy dummy, which he used earlier in the film, has a little man inside. They proceed to chase and slap each other, but later share a drink together before saying goodbye to the audience.
Fuck, I love that.
Good film, guys.
Sounds good. It sounds good.
Sounds like a good film I'd like to see. All right, good bit.
Over 50, thought it was super funny. Dana Carvey is brilliant. See him as a turtle and try not to laugh. He does Al Pacino as a Saturday Night Fever dancer who flips all over? The younger crowd cannot understand this movie, but we thought it was hilarious.
That's awesome. Do you think he was still like riding that 9/11 wave? Would they recorded that scene too? Do you think he used it?
I don't know. That was part of it. I wonder if they took a break for a few hours to
I mean, they shot this thing in like a 3-week shoot. Like, it was tight. So, like, they did not have time to really process what had happened. So he had to use it, you know? What other choice did he have? That's a good bit.
There's no cursing, by the way.
Awesome.
You didn't ask, but there's no
I'm
cursing.
A fucking turtle. Motherfucker.
Fuck you, man. Shit. Oh, my nuts. Our turtle's nuts.
Oh, shit, my nuts.
Oh, fuck, I just got slapped in the fucking face. I'm a turtle.
I think we just punched this one up.
Yeah, right?
I think so, yeah.
No.
It's also because it is also easy to remember what year anniversary you are in with the Master of Disguise. Like, I know without even thinking about it, this is the 20th anniversary of Master of Disguise being released in theaters.
Mm. Like today?
Not the best. Definitely not the worst.
Okay. Should we do at least one more question, you think?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Yep. Is it sort of Master of Disguise themed?
Yeah.
Or? All right. I'm ready then. I'm a nanny for a 9-year-old who is just going back to school. Last year, the bus driver called me by my college's name as a nickname. Hey, insert school name here. But I have since graduated.
Congrats.
This year, the bus driver has taken and just called me the graduate, which is significantly worse in my opinion. How do I get this 9-year-old's bus driver to give me a cooler nickname? That's from Vexton, Virginia.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That kicks ass.
The graduate? Are you fucking kidding me? I would give anything.
If you were a highly paid assassin, the graduate would be an amazing marker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't want to be the graduate is after you? Oh, you're fucked.
Here comes. But they obviously base this on you were wearing a shirt or something with your college's name on it. Like, that's where this came out of. So, like, be grateful that they got there with such little information.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't just be like, uh-oh, here comes the sandwich eater, because they saw you eating a sandwich.
Yeah. They were like, uh-oh, here comes Mr. Dooley's clown college for sinners.
Yeah. Exactly.
And now you're the graduate.
Now you're the graduate. Cool.
That's great, man. The problem is the bus driver doesn't have more information about you. You should just start giving that bus driver more information about you.
Oh,
yes. All your information, social security number,
everything.
Home address. Give him all your deets. He's just trying. This is a new way people have. It's a new phishing scam.
Right.
Where the fisher makes you want to give them your personal information.
Yeah. You could be, uh-oh, here comes fucking Poindexter glasses neater. Because you wear glasses, and I assume you need them. That's all I know about you, Poindexter glasses neater.
Here's what I know about the school bus driver.
Yeah,
they have two jobs. One, safely ferry children from corners to school. Second, try to lure adults onto the bus.
Huh?
Because it's so embarrassing.
Oh, I see.
It's like you basically get like 20 points for every adult that you can lure onto the
bus. Hey, what do you do? Oh, what? Fuck.
You're headed downtown? Hop aboard. Just kidding.
Hop aboard. This is a regular bus. And by the time you're like already walking up the steps, like, wait a minute, this seems like it's full of kids. Whoa! And you're already halfway to school. If they bring you to the bus depot, then they get 20 points for every adult that they've lured into the bus. And you have to walk home. They'll know if you try to get an Uber.
And you have to start school over from whatever is like the youngest grade of the school that they brought you to.
Subject of Billy Madison.
Do you guys ever wonder, because bus drivers, the school bus drivers, they pick up the kids in the morning, drop the kids off at school. Then they pick up the kids at school and they drop the kids off at home.
Yeah, you summed it up pretty well,
I think. That window in between?
What about school bus drivers doing? Well, Travis, they're training. And I know what you're wondering, for what? On ways to lure more adults.
Oh, okay.
It's their passion. They do it for the love of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that there should be like a school bus, right, between the hours of, let's say, like 9 and 2, they can give rides to adults, right? And no penalty there, right? That's fine.
Whoa. What if there was a different, like, Lyft and Uber, but it was only between like 8:30 and 2:30.
Uh-huh.
And you could like call a bus, like a school bus. And you like roll up and it's like, yeah, this is my whip. It's a school bus.
Right. We just saved a lot of musical programs in elementary school.
Yeah.
Oh man, it says there's a fucking 13-minute wait for an Uber. We're gonna miss our flight. Hold up, let me get boop boop boop. Let me open up Boost. Yeah, I got on Boost. I got a 4.9 star rating on Boost.
Did you say you got a bus?
No. The app is called Boost. It is school buses.
Now, I can get you to the airport, but I do need to make a couple stops before that.
Is that okay? Different schools.
And it's dope because sometimes you get those little Halo tangerines that they're just rolling around on the floor because kid forgot it.
Ah, shit. And I just found a Blastoise.
Fuck yeah.
They know lots of shit like, see that farm over there? They'll let you pet fucking any cow you want. It's not even a big deal.
That's cool.
Over that way is a kick-ass crayon factory. You guys gotta check it out.
I can never do this with kids, but you want to see me ramp this? I can ramp anything with this baby. Even if I miss, it's long enough, I'll still make it, man. You see speed? Hey, you guys see speed? It's like that.
Hey, I know this is your first time on Boost, and one thing you should know about they're too fucking chicken shit to tell you, but if you give me an extra $20, then I'll let you drive the bus.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's a cool service that we provide here on Boost.
Don't put that in the app. It's kind of like an off-label.
Yeah, one of the actual review options is let me drive the bus. They did let me drive the bus, and if you pick that, I do get fired immediately. So don't. It's a trap. That's a trap review option, so please don't pick
that. You have to pay an extra $5 to smoke in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the option's available to
if
you. If you want it.
This thing goes really fast. Like, they don't let me go that fast, but like, you see how big it is? Now imagine how fast it goes because of how big it is.
And let me tell you, folks, people get out of the fucking way.
Yeah.
This baby's coming. I can pop out this stop sign anytime I want to.
And it fucks with people because I can leave that stop sign out as I drive around. So people are like, is that stop sign coming towards me? Fuck. And it's like a funny prank. It's awesome.
So good, guys.
I love Boost.
Thank you for riding Boost. I do have to go pick up some kids now. Can I drop you off after
that? Wait, what time is it? 3:15? Fuck. Get out. Get out right now.
Get out. You're walking.
Right, real quick before we go, I did want to let you guys know that Burger King removed 120 artificial ingredients from its menu.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
It's like,
Justin.
That's a lot that were in there, huh? Happy Halloween.
Also, just want to let everyone know that McDonald's has confirmed that Grimace is the taste bud.
Save that. Can we circle back? Can we please circle back on that?
McDonald's has also agreed to take all the artificial ingredients that Burger King won't use anymore.
Are you going to use those?
This salad tastes fucking amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah. Very exciting. Next week, no, for everybody, Friday, September 24th, 9 p.m., we're doing a My Brother and Me live and virtual event with Sawbones opening for us. It's very exciting. Tickets are only $10, and they're on sale now. You can go to bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual and get those tickets right now. Don't wait, unless you're driving. And the good news is, even if you can't make it on September 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern time, then video on demand will be available for 2 weeks after the show. So check it out.
We also got a bunch of merch at macroymerch.com. If you're enjoying Taz Etherseed, then you, of course, know and love Dr. Shaq,
yeah.
the pufferfish neurosurgeon that is a beloved character. You can get a pin with him right on it. And sales for that benefit the World Central Kitchen, which uses the power of food to nourish communities and strengthen economies through times of crisis and beyond. There's a pin for the Phantom Sea Coast Co., and we even got Taz temporary tattoo flash sheets on there now. Those are designed by Lynn Doyle, and sales for those benefit the Asian Prisoner Support Committee, which provides direct support to Asian and Pacific Islander prisoners and to raise awareness about the growing number of APIs being imprisoned, detained, and deported. And hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Just grab that tune, grab that track, and
dance to it.
And hold on for the ride of your fucking life.
Okay.
Oh, yikes. Griffin?
Yeah.
What, you were going to come up with something to replace the Final Yahoo?
I actually did find...
Some people have said, I've actually read now some feedback where people said that this is the bit on the show that they understand the least, that they don't actually understand why Yahoos are the way they are.
And there are people who, and this is kind of like a deep web conspiracy theory thing, but people who think that maybe you're not even really reading them, that you're just like making it up.
Seem right.
It's fucked up. All right. This last one was sent in by Randall's.
Okay.
The grocery store. Randall's. Okay. Their CEO, whose name is Randall Jandl. And thank you, Randall Jandl. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Stephanie. Asks Stephanie.
Same, right?
This one is asked by Yahoo Answers user Stephanie, who asks, hold on, wait, it's downloading.
It's downloading.
Give me a second. Okay. All right. Hey guys. Stephanie asks, hey guys. Anyone up for a little one-on-one basketball? Meet me at the park at 4 p.m. My name is Stephanie, and I'll be there wearing a blue shirt and shorts and shoes for basketball. You should be wearing an orange shirt but also basketball gear. And we'll be nobody will get hurt. Thank you. And God bless you, and God bless our country. Love, Stephanie.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother May Kiss Your Dad, Square on the Lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.